Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Mondays 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and also, welcome to March. Wasn't it nice to have some sunny weather this weekend that wasn't also 28 below zero? It was actually quite lovely, and there is some sign that spring is on the way. Technically, it's only 3 weeks away. But the weather's been a little cool for the last couple of months, so I think we're owed some relief from that soon. So get outside if you can. But March can be a cruel month. There may be more nasty surprises coming. Anyway, March also means that it's time for the Dark Glasses equivalent of March Madness, and that is our annual run-up to the Juno Awards, which will be at the very end of this month. And for the next several shows, we will be profiling, as we do every year, the Juno nominees across several categories. We will begin, as we typically do, with the nominees for Best Vocal Jazz, and there are five in pretty much every category. And we will begin with the letter A and Toronto-based vocalist Alejandra Nunez. Ale Nunez is a well-known Toronto chanteuse. She was brought up, as her band, as her website tells us, on soul and jazz. And we are going to listen to a track from her Juno-nominated album entitled Under the Lemon Tree. It's actually an EP, not a full album, but nonetheless it is up for the Best Jazz Vocal Album Award for this year's Juno. So here's Ale Nunez and Farewell.
Of you, I feel inclined to get you you understand me? I don't think you're listening. You won't give me the time of day.
Give me the time of day.
And if you know,
and if
so
you know me,
then how could you tell that all I say I need? So this is how we say farewell, one foot in and the other out. I'll leave behind all that I felt for you.
That was Ale Nunez and Farewell from her Juno-nominated album, Under the Lemon Tree. And this is Ale's first nomination at the Junos. Another artist, also beginning with the letter A, is Alex Samaras. And he, too, will be making his first appearance as a Juno nominee with an album entitled Alex Samaras Meets Judy Garland. Alex is a well-known vocalist and composer. Teaches in Toronto at Humber College and U of T jazz program. From the album Alex Samaras Meets Judy Garland, here he is with I Wish I Were in Love Again.
I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know, I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. I die. The self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals. The double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. Rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
Alex Samaras and I Wish I Were in Love Again, and that is from his Juno-nominated album, Alex Samaras Meets Judy Garland. Now, an artist making her second appearance at the Junos, previously having been nominated in 2023, is the Brooklyn-based but French-born Laura Anglade. And Laura Anglade has divides her time between the U.S. and Canada, which is how she qualifies for a Juno, I guess. And she has an album called Get Out of Town. From that, we're going to feature Stairway to the Stars. Now, as I mentioned, Laura has been at the Junos before. She's also had a pretty vigorous career in support of artists such as Gregory Porter and Melody Gardot. Get Out of Town is her third album. It came out from Network Music Group just this past May. And she actually also appeared on Stephen Colbert's Late Show Me Music, performing her version of the Rodgers and Hart classic, Manhattan. So let's hear from Laura Anglade and Stairway to the Stars.
Let's build a stairway to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars. With love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy pedal over the rim of the hill? Dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill. Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. Thank you. lazy daisy petal over the rim of the hill. Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a three? Let's build a stairway to the stars. A lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven. We,
Laura Anglade and Stairway to the Stars, and that's the third of our nominees for the Best Vocal Jazz Album. This is part one of our annual survey of Juno Award nominees, and we've begun with vocal jazz. Two more to go in this category, and the next one is kind of interesting, and I can't help but think that it was maybe just a little bit miscategorized, since it looks more like a group album, but it does have vocals in it, and it's a very good album, which I've had a couple of tracks on before, since it came out last May, by the Atlantic Jazz Collective. Now, the Atlantic Jazz Collective is kind of a jazz supergroup, and it consists of artists including Mike Merle, Florian Hofner, and Jim Vivian. And this album was recorded in St. John's, Newfoundland, so we'll go out to the East Coast for it. And as a guest, it features Joe LaBarbera on drums and the octogenarian British singer Norma Winstone doing the vocals. So we will give a listen now from the album Seascape to the Atlantic Jazz Collective and Trying to Recall.
Of his past life, there, then seconds later gone. What did he build his dreams upon? He turns around to find a perfect stranger standing. Thank you. illuminating memories like fragments of a past life. There, then seconds later dawn. What did he build his dreams upon? He turns around.
Atlantic Jazz Collective and Trying to Recall. We've got time, just enough time, to squeeze in our last Vocal Juno nominee, and that is none other than the regular nominee and regular winner, Katie George. Katie has been on a tear with three previous Junos to her credit. Here is her album, a duet with Mark Limacher. I've played a couple of tracks from it before. The album is called Katie George with Strings. Let's give a listen to the track You'll Learn. After that, we'll take our halftime break and be back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRSC. Thank you.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help.
At Almost Home, families find comfort, support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing, donations, and your important time as a volunteer.
Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and today is part one of our salute to the 2026 Juno Award nominees, and this is the first installment of several over the next few weeks until we actually get to Juno Night at the end of this month. We began with a survey of the five nominees in the vocal jazz category just before the break, closing out with Katie George and Mark Limacher. And this is their second appearance as a duo at the Junos. They were nominated in 2024, didn't win, but Katie has won in the vocal jazz every other year but that for the last 5 years. So who knows, this may be her fourth Juno coming up at the end of March. We'll continue on with a different category, and that is the Best Jazz Album Solo category. And we will begin with an artist I had on quite recently, and that is Justin Gray. And that's partly because Justin has had a really good year. Just last month, he won a Grammy, one of a number of Canadian artists honored at the annual Grammys in the U.S. It is for his album Immersed. So we're going to give a listen to another track from that album entitled Orion's Belt. Justin Gray. We'll be right back. Justin Gray and Orion's Belt. And again, that's up for Juno this year in the Best Jazz Album Solo category. This isn't Justin's first appearance at the Junos. He was nominated a few years ago in the Producer category, but it's his first appearance in this category as a performer. So we will move on now to Aretha Tillotson. Aretha Tillotson is a relatively new artist based in Edmonton, Alberta. She is a bassist. And again, I had her new album out on the show a few months ago when it originally debuted. The album is called Kinda Out West, and I assume that is a bit of a play on the classic Sonny Rollins album from the late 50s entitled Way Out West. Edmonton is, of course, Kinda Out West. So here's Aretha Tillotson from that album and Lullaby to Those Before. Aretha Tillotson and Lullaby to those before, and Aretha's making her very first appearance at the Junos. She teaches at McEwen University in Edmonton and has a Master's of Music degree. She's been in some demand as a session player with various acts, but the album that's nominated, which is entitled, again, Kinda Out West, has some very heavy-duty support, including both the Jensen sisters, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Christine Jensen on sax. So good luck to Aretha. Now, speaking of heavyweight musicians, there are a couple of giants of Canadian music, more veteran than Aretha or Justin, in the running for the Best Jazz Album Solo, and that includes the First Lady of Piano, Rini Rosnes. And Rini Rosnes has been so active in the last few years, not just churning out album after album as a solo artist or leader, but also with her all-female group Artemis, which produced its, I think, second album just last year. Rini is up again for Juno, not for the first time, this year for a new album entitled Crossing Paths. Let's listen to a track from that entitled Frivo. Thank you. And that was Renee Rosnes with Frevo from her album Crossing Paths. And that album is up for Juno in the Best Jazz Album Solo category. And this will be Renee's 11th trip to the Junos, with 5 previous wins in her previous 10 nominations. 50% betting average, that's pretty good. So we have 2 more tracks from the Best Solo Jazz Album category. And as we are running a little short on time, I'm not going to try and squeeze them in. We'll put them on next week to start the show. So next week's show, we will finish up the category of Best Jazz Album Solo with a younger artist, Anthony D'Alessandro, making his first appearance at the Junos, and Nancy Walker, another veteran, but also a pianist. The category is very heavy on pianists this year. Nancy Walker from her album Deeper Down. We will close out the show with some music from Holly Cole, who is, of course, a multiple Juno nominee and winner. And this is from her 1995 album, Temptation, a bunch of Tom Waits songs, one of my very, very favorite albums, so I need no excuse to put this on the show. We'll listen to a little bit of Holly doing Tom Waits' Invitation to the Blues.
So dang, I want you to know well, she's up against the register with an apron and a spatula. Yesterday's deliveries, the tickets for the bachelors. She's a moving violation from a countdown to her shoes. She says, how you gonna like them? Over medium or scramble? Anyways, the only way, be careful not to gamble with a suitcase and a ticket getting out of here. A tired bus station, old pair of shoes. It's nothing but an invitation to the blues. You can't take your eyes off her.
Holly Cole and Invitation to the Blues from her 1995 album Temptation. Not a Juno nominee, of course, it's a 30-year-old record, but I wanted to fill up some space at the end of the show, and I don't like cutting off tracks on the show when we run out of time, but especially with the Juno nominees. So as I mentioned, next week we will pick up where we left off with the last 2 nominees for the Best Jazz Album Solo category, and that'll be Anthony D'Alessandro and Nancy Walker. Then we'll move on to other categories of this great set of musical nominees for Canada's Music Awards, the Junos. You've been listening to Dark Glasses here on CFRSC with Daniel Wolf. I'll be back next week again with Juno's Part 2. Meantime, well, it is getting a little bit warmer. It's still pretty cool out there. It's only early March. So bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
I wear my sunglasses tonight so I can forget my name while you...
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions.